Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One thing we were batting around before the show is this whole idea of expectations. Because expectations, they set the parameters for defining a season. They just do. The San Francisco Giants had no expectations this year, and they shattered none, if you know what I mean, by getting to 107. But the Warriors, you know, I think, look, where did the Warriors fit in the Western Conference before the season? Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe a 6 or 7 seed, maybe 7 or 8. Maybe can they jump up to top 4? Could they somehow get home court in the playoffs? Well, it's clear after you start 15-2 that the expectations have to change, or likely have changed. And Klay Thompson said yesterday, look, it's championship or bust. So what I want to know from Warrior fans is, how have your expectations changed from this team, from the start of the year to right now when they're 15-2 and they're the best team in the league? Have they changed, or are you going to maintain? Are you going to maintain, oh no, I knew they could win a title. I knew they could win a title. Even when their players didn't think they could win a title. And I'll show you what I mean in a second. But I do think, you know, what I was saying to you, JD, just to, not to get a reaction, but just to start the conversation is, I mean, if they're a title contender, then maybe we have to start talking about this team in a different way.
Well, what would that mean, I guess, would be the first thing?
Well, I think it would mean we would look at it less of a surprise and more critically. I think we would really start, dissecting, let's say, we would start dissecting their wins a little more. I still think the wins are not, you know, hey, all that matters is you win and we'll move on to the next one. But I do think that I think mostly people right now are just gung-ho about this team. They're just gung-ho about this team, and they're now thinking, we could win it all. We could absolutely win it all, and there's no doubt that a lot of people didn't think that before. For example, I give them a chance.
They could win it. I think they could win it.
And I didn't think that 2 months ago.
I think they could win it.
Okay.
And I said that after the Brooklyn game, it kind of clicked, and looking around the league. And look, there's a long way to go. There could be 2 or 3 teams that look like they can't win it right now, that by March, April, May, oh, wow, they really got it rolling. They're going to be tough to beat. I think as far as the expectations thing goes, I think the Warriors are in a real nice spot because they almost can have it both ways in terms of, wow, look at how they're doing it. Nobody expected it. It's great. Maybe not dissecting the wins, appreciating the wins, right? And stacking all of the wins as the Warriors have been able to do. But while also, you know, not having to, you know, while also saying, hey, they're good enough to win a title without maybe having to, because of the history of Steph, Klay, and Draymond, like they kind of get the benefit of the doubt for, well, these guys are champions.
Right.
Iguodala, these guys are champions. So you know they can do it, right? So it, like, you don't have to get into the nuance as much of, well, they won this game, but, you know, this is going to hurt them in a playoff series. I also think the thing that it keeps coming back to is, look around the league.
Yeah.
Like, just look around the league. It's the league. There just are not dominant teams in the league. So if the Warriors become one of the more dominant teams, and they have been to this point, then why can't it be them?
Well, why can't it be them? I don't know if I want to, you know, kind of get into that debate right now, but there are reasons it can't be them. That doesn't mean they won't win it, though, JD. There's reasons every team theoretically can't win it. And what I mean are just hypotheticals right there. To me, the number one concern with this team is still, how many games are they getting out of everybody? How many games are they getting out of everybody? Because as of right now, what, Steph's missed one and Draymond's missed one? One or two tops, right?
I think one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So both those guys are on a pace to play 75 games. If they play 75 games, those two guys, I think this team will definitely win 50-plus games. Now, if one of those guys has to miss 3-4 weeks, then I'm going to drop that total. But I do think, I do think if they can stay healthy, using what you said about the league in itself, which I kind of agree with, I think they're going to be interesting to watch. I still don't know where they fit.
I think there was reason to expect that maybe there wouldn't be a lot of dominant teams coming into the season, or and even teams that were close to dominant last year maybe wouldn't quite be as good or quite as connected. I think there was some optimism on that front. I think where it's been flipped a little bit is just how well the Warriors have looked. So
right.
I think them looking like it's all clicking and Draymond's back at a level that we haven't seen the last couple of years. Steph is still doing everything that Steph does, and all of the other ancillary pieces fit together. Wiggins has now had his moments where he's being more aggressive. Is that something that's going to stick? Maybe, maybe not. But you know, now that he's got it in him and he's helping them win games on nights where Steph maybe doesn't have it, or the defense for the opposition is trying to take him out of the game, so you have to force it into other players' hands, and they're able to have some success with it. To me, that's where it gets ramped to the next level because of how well the Warriors have played on top of what we already knew going into this season.
Right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Are you looking at this Warriors team different than you did when they came into the year? They're 15-2. They got Philly tonight. They're the best team in the NBA record-wise. Klay Thompson said it. Championship or bust. And so I'm thinking to myself, when you say championship or bust, now I get it. It's Klay Thompson. It's not you. It's not a fan. But when I hear Klay Thompson say championship or bust, I ask, well, does that mean they can't have a successful season unless they win it all? Now, that sounds like the team that was 2014-15 through 2018-19. And do we really want to measure it against that standard of 5 years?
Yeah, I don't think you should. I really don't. I think...
But it's okay for Klay to think that.
In a way, it's almost, how could Steph, Klay, or Draymond not think that because they're so used to it? Like, when those three have played together... And I know they haven't played together yet this season, but they're going to. I mean, it's getting close. Klay's scrimmaging and playing 5-on-5 and all of that, going through full practice now. When those three have played together, they haven't not been a contender since 2014.
Right.
So
that's true.
So it's seven, almost eight, you know, coming up on 8 years on the calendar, the last time that when those three were the big boys on a team, that they weren't in that category. So I think it's almost just second nature because they've won it and because they've been in the mix to just think naturally that you're going to be in the mix. And then on top of that, you're 15-2.
Right.
So they can have that be their expectation. That expectation and how you feel about whether you don't meet that expectation can be different between them and, let's say, the fan base.
I got you. 888-957-9570, the number if you want to jump into the conversation. 1230, Bob Fitzgerald, NBC Sports Bay Area, play-by-play man for the Golden State Warriors. Then at 1 o'clock, Eric Sleepy Floyd, former Warrior great. The NBA has put out their top 75 players in league history. I guess it was actually 76. And the Warriors did the same thing. And Sleepy Floyd's one of those 75 greatest players. So we'll have Sleepy Floyd on. last time we talked to him, he definitely pays attention to the league and interested to get his thoughts on Steph Curry and the boys, to tell you the truth. Let's go to Austin. Austin's out there in the Bay Area skulking around. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Oh, good to talk to my boys, J.D. and Stane. Listen, and Sleepy Ford, I'm from D.C., so.
Nice.
Always love hearing about those old Georgetown boys, you know, back John Thompson, man. I grew up on that stuff, so I love those Georgetown. Listen, Warriors. Yeah, I'm a little bit between J.D. and you, Stine, on where the Warriors are. I think they're certainly we're all good. 15-2 is great. How can you complain about 15-2? But they're pumping the brakes a little bit. For me, it's midseason where I got to see where they are. I think if they're 10 games or more over 500 at that point, yeah, we got action. But I think we should maybe pause a little bit and just see how things develop before we get crazy about the championship. For me, I would say second round of the Western Conference Finals, semifinals would be good for me this year, given how they were last year. And then think about this, guys. Even if they don't make the championship this year, the fact that Clay's back on the court and the band's back together, they're going to have no problems attracting another person to come in and play with them if they need another body to come in and finish it off. So that's my thoughts, guys. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Austin. Really do. Well, that's the one thing that I think's kind of interesting when you look at the Warriors and where you think they want to end up. And obviously the Warrior players want to win it all. But I always thought that a lot of fans were kind of off base when they said James Wiseman, you know, can James Wiseman get good enough to be a factor during Steph Curry's championship window? And I think what we found out a year and 20 games later is it doesn't matter.
Right.
It does not matter. Wiseman right now isn't an important part of this team, but guess what? You're still a factor. The window is still open. Now, whether you're going to jump through that window, I don't know. But that's the one thing that Guru and I kind of used to get into it about, where, you know, he wants Wiseman to play now and to give this team something that might make him a championship team immediately. My thing is, well, what would be wrong with you go through this year? Yeah, Wiseman plays or he doesn't play, whatever. You win 50 games, you win a series, you lose a series. And then to me, at that point, you really have an idea of where you are.
How close or far away.
Right. And I guess what I'm saying is I've kind of changed my tune on you got to give him a couple more years. Whereas I thought, you know, maybe once these guys get to be 34, 35, it's going to end sooner than I think. But at this point, the window looks like it's open.
It does. And the reason it looks like it's open is because the ancillary pieces fit together so well.
You think?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say because Steph Curry is playing like Steph and Draymond.
Yeah, yes, but to me, Steph could be playing at the level he's playing at now.
Right.
And Draymond could be playing at the level he's playing at now. But if they didn't have Bielitsa or Porter or Gary Payton II, if those players were either different players or not performing at the level that they've performed at to this point, they wouldn't be able to win it.
It'd still probably be like 12-5 right now, don't you think?
Yeah, but 12-5, you know, 11-6. They're, you know, if they're 11-6 right now, we're not talking about. I'm not saying I think they can win it.
Gotcha.
Given the schedule that they've had,
see, that's
and
funny.
That's
though.
What I anticipate. Like I anticipated. I remember saying this. 32 game. It was 32 games without Clay. If you go all the way to Christmas, and I was thinking, boy, if they could be 19-13. That would be awesome.
Right.
Like that would be, hey, you're 19-13, you get Clay back, maybe you go 30-20 with him, and then you're right around 48, 49 wins at that point. And I mean, okay, now what? They're going to be 24-6 or something, maybe even better.
Right.
Like it just, that changes the calculus.
Well, it's funny you said because of the ancillary parts, because one of the reasons now I'm open to, maybe they could win it, is actually because of Curry, Draymond, Iguodala, who...
Ancillary piece, though. He's an ancillary piece.
He is, but
he fits into that for me.
But basically what I'm saying is the five-man championship core. I'm throwing Looney in there, and now you're telling me Clay can come back, and I get it. I don't know how Clay's going to be, but to me it's more, wow, Curry's still playing at a high level. Draymond's maybe taking a step up from the last 2 years. Damn, when Iguodala plays, he's still like
he's got
toying
it.
With the game almost in a good way. But what I'm not saying is, now they can win it because they got Jordan Poole and they got Damian Lee and Bielitsa. So I just think that's an interesting differentiation.
Yeah, and look, they need. My point is they need all of it.
Okay, they probably do.
My point is they need. My point isn't that it's one versus the other. They need both.
I got
you. Like if Steph and Draymond are doing their thing, but the other pieces aren't as good or don't fit as well, then they probably can't win it at that point. If Steph wasn't at the level, then they couldn't. Then they wouldn't be able to win it either.
Right.
Like I'm not saying that one's more important. I'm just saying for them to win it, they need both.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.